Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
In life, not everything is going to go your way. Opinions and points of view and perspectives are all ways in which we see the world differently. And it's in these differences where negotiation and the act of negotiating come in really handy. A negotiation is often between two or more parties, people, businesses, corporations, even countries, that involve a strategic conversation that hopefully aims to solve the difference between the parties by coming to a conclusion that pleases everybody through compromise. Everybody working together to come up with a solution that they can live with. The reason why negotiation is so important and having the ability to negotiate successfully is because in life, if you want the best from it, negotiation can help to resolve conflicts, address potential issues, and help to get the best from bad situations. Quite simply, if you want your life to be good and run smoothly, you're going to need to learn how to negotiate. Let's talk about the personal and the professional negotiator. Negotiating doesn't just appear in one sector of your life, but in all of them. If negotiation is used as a solution, then conflict has to occur. And that happens in everyday life, just as much as it does professionally. Conflict and arguments don't benefit anything or anyone. All it does is create stress, frustration, and anger in people. And if it's unresolved, people can do things that they may regret in the long term. And that's why the earlier negotiation can happen, the better. Life, as we know, as much as you like to think of it, doesn't revolve around you. We've all got things that we've got to deal with, problems we have to solve, events we're looking forward to. By negotiating, you can become more accommodating to other people and ultimately live a more peaceful and less stressful life. So rather than constantly thinking about things your way, you're able to view them differently. If we take a closer look into negotiating on a personal and professional level, maybe you'll understand it better. Conflict and disagreement isn't all physical. In fact, most conflict between people tends to be verbal, and this doesn't even have to be aggressive either. Regardless of that, though, it's still considered conflict. For example, you could be having a heated discussion and debate with a really good friend about who's going to win the football, or it could be trying to get the price of a new car down by negotiating with the seller, or yelling at your sibling to turn down their music. These are all conflicts that can happen in everyday life, and both of them, personal and professional, need to be resolved. The reason behind this is because we live in societies. Humans are social creatures that crave interaction with others. But if you're unable to interact in a manner that suits other people, and instead your manner tends to push people away, that interaction, and then those people, or that friend, can quickly disappear. If you refuse to see the other point of view, it's not going to end well. For negotiations to happen and be successful, you have to embrace the other side, even if it means questioning yourself. Too many people nowadays, thanks to social media mainly, are afraid of being wrong, and often back themselves into corners defending what they stand for, while refusing to look at the other side, at other opinions. These people live stressful lives because they're always fighting for their point of view rather than assessing outcomes. You'll need people in your life to get by, to help you out, to build you up. So pushing them away through outright refusing to accept where they're coming from is a certain way to ensure they won't help you when you need it most. When it comes to professional negotiations, while the essence of negotiating is still the same, rather than focus primarily on relationships, although it does help this, it predominantly focuses on pushing your career forward. Now, it can do this in multiple ways, including improving your salary, improving your job role, your benefits, your opportunities, just to name but a few. Often, when you're working with a business, particularly one that might be national or international, a contract that you sign as an agreement could be part of the job. And you'll have to sign it before getting the job. So you're agreeing to agree with the terms and conditions in the contract. Now, it's here where if you believe that you should be paid more, or your job role should include specific things or be expanded to things that you'd really like to do, or you're sure that you're good at, now is the time to negotiate before you sign the contract. Again, it's all about being respectful. And if they reject it, it doesn't necessarily mean you won't get those things, but maybe you just need to prove yourself a bit more beforehand, before going into more negotiations later on. In your professional life, work is often competitive. So if you're looking to get promotions, to get more opportunities, a better role with more responsibility, then it's crucial that you're able to negotiate your way alongside proving it that you're the person for those things. Okay, so how do we negotiate? It's all well and good to understand the need for a negotiation, but if you can't put it into practice, then why bother at all? Well, don't panic, because you can learn how to successfully negotiate. And just like most things in life, the more practice you get in more situations, the better you can become. But if you're starting out, here's five key things to remember when negotiating. Be the first. Now, there's normally two people negotiating, you and someone else, probably your boss. If you want to control the situation, then control the terms, control the discussion. If you want to improve your job, make the first move, prove your value, and then ask formally for some recognition of the effort and quality you can offer. Now, after that point, it's up to the other person, probably your boss, to either accept your request or to deny it. But maybe they'll offer you something else. Research has shown that usually whoever speaks first when a negotiation takes place and sets it in the initial terms or parameters of what's possible, tends to get closer to their initial goal. So help yourself by starting off on the right foot and set the negotiations to your terms. This is important, especially when you're at work and in relationships. Try to remove emotions from any negotiations or conflict. We are emotional creatures. We let our emotions dominate our actions and decisions, but it's not very helpful in negotiation. It's easier said than done to remove emotions from negotiation, but if you allow them in, then they can very quickly make decisions for you or the other person. For example, if you want to improve your role at work and you set the terms, they could be a little reluctant and you can start to doubt yourself. As soon as this emotion comes into play, you're likely to fail. The emotion will take over and you could end up making little or no progress towards your goal. Emotion clouds judgment, so remove it from the negotiation. We'll discuss subjective and objective approaches in another podcast. Say what you need. You might think that they who get to talk the most get the most, but that's not true. Silence is often a great way to maintain control of a situation. Being silent can throw the other person off their natural course and in their confusion, they can say more than they need to and tell you things that can help you to gain the upper hand. So if and when you're in a situation that's difficult, or in a conversation that's complicated, take some time out to think. Take a few seconds, 5, even 10 seconds, because it can give you the added benefit of being in control. Ask and listen. Now, of course, in order to remain silent, you'll need the other person to talk. And the easiest, most effective way to get people to talk is to ask questions. That's what coaches do. Open-ended questions are the best, as opposed to simple yes-no questions, which can easily be answered. The simple fact is, the more the other person talks, the more you'll know. And therefore, the better your counter-argument will be, because you can mould it and tailor it around their words. Perhaps even catching them out, allowing you to twist their words against them to get what you want. Questions are a great way to engage in conversation because they require an answer, and negotiations are where they can be fully utilised. And then finally, we have the concept of two winners. It's important to remember that the best negotiations always have two winners. Whilst you're trying to get something, as they are, if one of you comes out happy and the other a bit fed up, there might be a reluctance to negotiate with you again in the future. What it all comes down to is compromise. If you've got more than you bargained for, more than you asked for, and you can clearly see the other person isn't really happy with it, yet they don't know what to do, you might want to offer them a slightly different solution that pleases them and you. Now you know what they're willing to give you, you can shape it so you're willing to help them out. So to sum that up, a really good and effective negotiation should always have two winners where both parties feel a compromise is reached, but they're both happy with it. Now, negotiations with friends and families and strangers and bosses, it won't always work. It could be a multitude of things that stop them from working, but that's just how it goes. What's important to know, however, is the importance and the impact that negotiating can have both personally and professionally to achieve what you want, what you need, and help you to live an easier, less stressful life, allowing you to enjoy the present. Negotiations you will do almost every day through your relationships and through your work and through just general life. They can take just a few moments of discussing who's going to do the washing up, or they can take weeks to get HR, human resources, involved at work, get a meeting with your boss, or he's getting a meeting with his boss, and then you can start to play the negotiating game. It's really important to understand that in relationships, the most important thing is to keep them friendly, keep them positive, keep your self-esteem, and allow your other partner to keep their self-esteem, so that you can both negotiate with respect for each other and humility. I'll speak to you again soon. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.